Western Regional Minister, Minister for Energy and Deputy Minister for Energy, Ministers and Deputy Ministers of State, Members of Parliament, the Chairman and Chief Executive of GNPC, Global Chief Executive of ENI, Managing Director ENI Ghana, Chief Executive of Vitol Group of Companies, the Acting Chief Executive of the Petroleum Commission, Armed Forces personnel, the President and members of the Western Regional House of Chiefs. I will add more Nananum, invited guests, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. It is with great honor and pride that I stand here to join the Offshore Cape 3 Points, OCTP partners, the chiefs and people of the Western Region and Ghana to celebrate another remarkable epoch in our nascent but promising petroleum industry, the first oil of the OCTP Sankofa project. It has been 10 years since the first major commercial oil discovery and 7 continuous years of commercial oil and gas production in Ghana. We're gathered here today to witness yet another momentous milestone in the annals of Ghana's oil and gas industry. The commissioning of the ENI Offshore Cape 3 Points fields to commence the commercial production of oil and subsequently in 2018 gas, the third production asset in Ghana. I commend the Mahama government, Parliament, the Ministry of Energy, the Petroleum Commission, the OCTP partners, ENI Ghana, and indeed the good people of Ghana for their various contributions made towards the exceptional and steady progress of this project. This is a project that has been completed 3 months ahead of schedule, and most importantly, under budget, within the uncertainties that have characterized the global petroleum industry, especially with deep water projects. I am particularly excited because this is a landmark event in the development of oil and gas in Ghana and the efforts of this country to ensure energy security for its people. Nananum, ladies and gentlemen, the relationship between ENI and Ghana dates nearly 60 years back to 1960 with projects in the downstream sector. That relationship led to the establishment of 2 strategic institutions. Initially, the Ghana Oil Company Limited, a company previously owned by Agip Ghana Limited, whose board chairman is with us today, and subsequently, the Ghana Italian Petroleum Company GAI, now Tema Oil Refinery, TOR. However, he and I returned to Ghana in 2009 to invest in the upstream sector on the back of earlier discoveries made in the Jubilee field by the Jubilee partners. Obviously, the decision to invest in Ghana has paid off, and today we're witnessing on this occasion one of the major milestones of that decision. Nananum, ladies and gentlemen, it is evident that we are steadily working towards the realization of the vision of making Ghana a petroleum hub and establishing a petrochemical industry here. Not only that, but also ensuring sufficient, reliable, and affordable clean energy for power generation and supply in Ghana to support economic activities and keep the country on the right path to desired growth. I believe the attainment of this feat has been made possible due to consistent implementation of sector-related policies and programs aimed at creating the right business and investment climate to ensure the rapid and continuous development of the sector. It has been 10 years since Ghana made the historic discovery of oil and gas as a result of the bold and far-sighted policies of the Kufuor-led MPP government. Indeed, the decision to restructure and reorganize the operations of GNPC to make the corporation focus on its core mandate of exploring for oil and gas and creating an enabling climate positively changed the operating environment. The then president played a truly seminal role in the development of the nation's oil and gas industry, and it is thus befitting to have the OCTP FPSO christened in his honor. As has been stated by the Minister for Energy, the OCTP project is an integrated plan for development of oil and gas. The second phase will be the development of gas. The gas project involves the development of natural gas and is expected to produce reliable volumes of gas estimated at over 170 million standard cubic feet per day into the Ghanaian market, enough to generate about 1,000 megawatts of electricity. Honourable ladies and gentlemen, the Energy Minister has mentioned initiatives being pursued by the Petroleum Commission to expand Ghanaian participation in the oil and gas industry. This is one of the key initiatives by government, which outlines government's vision of full Ghanaian participation in all aspects of the upstream oil and gas value chain. Ghanaians have the spirit of entrepreneurship, and it is vital that they are empowered to engineer business growth and reduce the serious unemployment situation in our country. I understand that ENI has demonstrated significant commitment to Ghanaian participation, and working with the Petroleum Commission has increased in-country activity, spending, and employment of Ghanaians.